Hello, this is Dana.
County Fairgrounds here. Do I have the Dana Kane who's running the Unicorn Festival in Littleton?
Yes, you do.
Okay, Dana, that's coming up. It's the first weekend of summer, and I hope you have good weather. So
I do, too. It always comes down to the weather. We're always at the mercy of Mother Nature, just like mankind has been since the dawn of time.
Yep. Okay, so where's Clement Park?
Clement Park is in Littleton, Colorado, on West Bowles Avenue, 7306 West Bowles Avenue, between Columbine High School and Wadsworth Boulevard.
Okay, is this is a Saturday-Sunday event?
Yes, both 2 days.
Hours?
10 to 5 both days.
Okay, all right, so this festival's been going on for quite a while now. Do you want to give me a little bit of the past history?
Sure. We launched in 2017, and at that point, we were a one day, and, you know, we were expecting a couple thousand people, and we were way off. It was completely overrun. So in the years that followed, we wound up expanding it to 2 days, and now we've got it pretty much dialed in to be a really utopian sort of landscape. So it's, there's plenty of people that come every year and just love it, and it's their favorite summer festival or their favorite festival of the year. We have a lot of people telling us that.
I haven't seen a unicorn festival anyplace else in the country, have you?
Well, there's little ones, you know. There's smaller ones, but there's nothing like what we do. There's a gigantic music festival in, I think, Belgium called the Unicorn Festival. But not to be confused with us. So, there's nothing like what we're doing.
Okay. So what's new and exciting and not to be missed this year?
Well, we've got a really cool guest this year. I'm bringing him in from Minneapolis. He's called the Unicycling Unicorn, and it's like an inspirational comedy unicycling juggling act, and he's amazing. He does it all in a unicorn suit. His unicycles looks like a sort of a unicorn head, and it's really cool. So that's kind of fun. And our Princess Palace, where we always have our Disney princess meet and greets, is now Shiro Palace. It's not just for princesses anymore. So we've got Mirabelle all day Saturday, and we're doing the same thing Disney's doing in a way. We're kind of getting away from the princess thing and, you know, celebrating all of the Shiros, whether they're royalty or not.
Okay, all right. So I imagine this festival attracts a lot of kids, right?
It really does. Our fastest-selling ticket type is the family four-pack, and those are discounted online only for $79. But the family four-pack, yeah, I'd say about a full half of our audience is probably kids.
Okay. Do you have food?
We have a ton of food trucks. Food trucks always sell out first. We've got about a dozen food trucks. Actually, more if you count the ones that are selling, you know, ice cream and snow cones and stuff like that. Yes, we've got lots of food. We've got a whole area called the Banquet Hall that has room to seat 150 in our sheltered, covered picnic tables.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like there's a lot of food. Do you have a lot of unicorns?
We have so many unicorns. We have so many live unicorns. This year we've got over 25 live unicorns in 8 separate unicorn corrals. We have unicorn providers coming from all over the state. Some are bringing 8 or 9. Some are bringing 1 or 2. And we've got all kinds of unicorns. We've got little bitty ones. We've got great big ones. We've got white ones, black ones, spotted ones. We've got them all.
And vendors. What kind of vendors have we got?
The vendors are great. Most of the vendors are selling kind of fantasy-themed things. Some are selling toys. Lots of things like unicorn headbands, tutus, fairy wings, magic wands, stuffed unicorn toys. And then we have, I don't know what else we have. It doesn't matter because that's what the people want are those things, you know.
Hey, I just saw this unicycling unicorn guy. What is he?
Isn't he great? Yeah, like I said, he's got this act it's comedy. It's inspiring. He's going to do two shows on the main stage each day, and then the rest of the time he's going to be unicycling around on his mountain bike unicycle that can go all over the park grounds taking pictures. But for his finale, he's got this unicycle that's so tall, I had to like make sure he would even fit under the roof on the stage because he's like 15 feet in the air.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like one of the biggest unicycles in the world.
Wow. That's impressive. I bet the kids really like that.
Oh yeah. If you go to his website or his YouTube channel, oh, he's amazing. He's wonderful. He's got a big fan base.
Speaking of the kids, do they get pictures with unicorns?
Oh, they do. They do. You know, and the thing is, once you pay to get into the Unicorn Festival, all the activities, all the entertainment, it's all included. So photos with unicorns, it's all included. They get to get up on their backs, so they can either get their picture made sitting up on top of a unicorn or just standing next to it, petting it or whatever they want to do. There's tons of unicorns and tons of photo ops.
Wow. Sounds like fun. I used to run a bounce house once upon my time, years ago. You have bounce houses. What kind of bounce houses you got?
We have a ton of bounce houses. Well, for the regular little bounce houses, we've got castles and a unicorn one and a butterfly one. And we've got a SpongeBob bounce house over by the Mermaid Lagoon. But we've also got some gigantic inflatables. Like we have a gigantic 60-foot dragon that's an obstacle course, and then you slide down its tongue. We've got another gigantic inflatable castle that's an obstacle course with a 20-foot slide inflatable. So, yeah, we've got a lot.
And
giant jumbo jumping castle, the whole bit.
And face painters, right?
And face painters, yes. We've got about 16 face painters. Because we learned the hard way that you need about 16 face painters. When the face painting is free, that's the first place everybody goes.
Oh, you have free face painting?
We have free. Everything is free once you get inside.
Oh,
once you
wow.
get your ticket, everything's included.
Okay.
All the craft activities, the face painting, all the unicorns, the mermaid meet and greets, the princesses. All the main stage stuff, everything is included with your ticket, except for like food and if you want to like buy a T-shirt. Everything else is included.
Okay, I don't suppose you know what your attendance was last year.
We usually get, last year was it about 8,000, and it would have been more, but we got rained out both days at around, two or three. So, yeah. Would have been more, but the good news is, you know, it's kind of a trade-off because the rest of the day was perfect and cool and beautiful right until the rain hit, you know. Mm. So it can either be hot and dry or it can be cool and you can maybe get rain.
Well,
seems to be the options.
Yeah, maybe we've had enough hot weather for a while.
I think maybe so.
Yeah. All right, what about parking?
Parking is free. We tell everybody to park at Southwest Plaza. We have a lot in the northeast corner of Southwest Plaza's parking lot, and there's a free shuttle there that will shuttle you right to the front door. The shuttle's free. The parking is free. There's also free parking in the park, but, you know, there's not enough. There's not enough. So I just tell everybody, park at Southwest Plaza, shuttle over for free. It drops you right at the gate.
Okay, so do you have any parting words?
Well, the Unicorn Festival really truly is like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience. Our goal is to make foundational core memories for your family and your kids, things that, you know, these kids will sort of like cling to and remember their whole lives. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and the Unicorn Festival is just this utopian oasis where you can just go spend a weekend in a perfect place that's just full of, you know, love and enchantment and magic. And for the adult, it's a really good way to hang on to that sense of wonder that is so important, so important.
Okay, Dana, thank you very much. I hope you have a great event.
Okay, thanks a lot, Cool K. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.